selling houses in the South Bergen area. Gross sale, over $22 million. How do we do it? Know-how, energy, professionalism, integrity, cooperation, hard work, expert financing, modern advertising technique.
All right, welcome into this week's edition of More Than Marketing. I'm Rob Johnson. So on this week, really excited for this episode, we're going to be doing an interview, and joining me at the Speakeasy Podcast Studio this week, as I am in Louisville, is Tara Harris. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So Tara's background is predominantly in real estate, a lot of business operations, financial controller, basically anything in the operations side of the house. I have personally seen Tara crush, so I'm excited to have you on the show.
Thank you. Yes.
So give us a quick background, just an introduction to you, the space that you're in, and just how you got, I guess, how you got to where you're at right now in the real estate industry.
Okay. Well, I have always been interested in real estate. When I was purchasing the few homes that I've bought personally, I love my real estate agent. I use the same one every time. She is my broker. And I just always asked her tons of questions, and I wanted to do it, but my children were smaller at the time, and it's just not an ideal profession if you know, when your children are a little smaller. Unfortunately, I was downsized from a position that I'd been at a corporation for 20 years, and I thought, now is the time. Now is the time to take my leap. My kids are older. So here I am, finally doing something that I've had a passion for.
That's excellent. So what was it like when you first got into the industry? There's always that first house that you show, you know, your first listing. Like, is it nerve-wracking? Is it, like, what's the feeling like?
It is a little nerve-wracking. Looking back, it's kind of comical the way that you set yourself up for situations, because I would think, I don't know who I'm meeting. I've never met these people before. You just have all kinds of crazy thoughts, especially if you watch too much crime drama. but now I don't even really think much about it. I just show up, and I'm excited to show them the home and try to find exactly what they want.
That's tremendous. And now, right now, obviously the market is in a position where inventory is super low, home prices are very high. So it's, one of the realtors that we work with at Wayne Consulting, they had, I think, one listing that came in, it had like 13 offers over asking price. So the market's not in 2008 status right now.
It is not. It is a seller's market for sure. Inventory is so low. Right now, Louisville is at about 1,700 houses listed. I did check this morning. There's only three pending at the moment, but the transactions are happening so quickly that they're not even sitting in a pending status. Yeah. You're right. It's just fast.
For sure. And one of the things that I would say bothers me the most about realtors, and from a social media perspective, is I see online that people are like, let's buy a house. Let me list your house. Let's show a house. Let's do this. Let's do this. It's all sales based. Realtors that I found that have success are the educationally based. And I know that's where you lean towards, is making sure that people are well-informed rather than just selling them. So what would you say kind of encapsulates you as a realtor and sets you apart from other agents in that field?
I am one that really likes to know my field. Like, I want to be educated myself, and that's the best way to help your client is the more educated you are, the more information you can pass along and help them get the best deal, the best home that they can find.
For sure. And from the seller's perspective, when someone's going in to list a house, what are some key things people need to be aware of? What are some things that are going to help the process? Obviously, the inventory is hot. People are going to get offers, even if they have a can of trash on their bed, probably. However, they're not going to get the best offer if they do that.
Right. I mean, it still is a hot market, and there's, you know, people will still offer more than they would even just last year. It's just that crazy. because we're down about 1,000 to 1,500 houses in inventory just from last summer. So curb appeal, you know, that's the first thing. If someone sees, oh, that I saw this pop up on Zillow, because that seems to be the best spot people like to refer to when you're talking to a new client, and then they drive past, you know, that's their first impression, because many people do that. They just go do a drive-by. Do I even want to look at this house? So definitely curb appeal. You know, try to stick to neutral decorating right before, you know. I mean, you can have a pink bedroom for your children, but, you know, the main living rooms, areas of the house, definitely, you know, try to be neutral. I suggest that take down a personal items, you know, like don't have a bunch of pictures hanging on the wall. You can have a couple to give it a homey feel, but it's also kind of intrusive. Like, that's just a bit of advice I give to clients, that you don't want necessarily them to see all of your family and everything. And just, you know, be tidy, be clean, be tidy.
Sure. And that's a good point too on the photos, because you want, you always want people to be able to imagine themselves in that home. And when it's, when you're surrounded by, you know, damn, there are a lot of photos of other people in here, it's hard to put that, to put yourself in that spot.
Yes, to take over and dream what it will look like for you. Yes.
And another thing too is for me, like when I'm looking at a house, it's so important for them to be able to pull up and have a front to back experience that is as minimally impacted by small things that might seem insignificant. Like, you know, when you're pulling up, you know, cobwebs on the light that's on the front porch, you know, and it sounds crazy to people, but all those little behavioral things impact their decision to buy and how much to buy at.
Oh, for sure. I mean, just a little stack of clutter that you might have in the corner can, the perception to someone walking through the house is that that makes the room smaller.
Yes.
I mean, you know, there's just many different avenues that people look at things differently. And that's one of them. Just, you know, like bigger furniture makes a room look, you know, different. So maybe you need to take out that one extra chair out of the living room. Or another one is make sure that all of your light bulbs work, because you want good lighting. And then, like, when I show a home, I go open all the windows. Like, I bring the light in. So I'll walk ahead of them, turn on the light switch, open the blinds or the curtains, what have you, just to help bring in the light and bring in the homey. I mean, that makes it more homey, too. The more light you get in there, you can see how, you know, the size of the rooms, because that's one of the biggest things. Yeah, people go to the kitchen and the bathroom and see what it looks like, but size.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want small rooms.
Yeah. And one thing I would say that is, it's not necessarily a negative, but it's definitely something to consider in a market where the inventory is this low, is when people know that they have to pay more than a house is probably actually valued at to get into a house, their demands suddenly become higher. So you might have someone that's giving 10, 15% over asking, but they're also going to want more for that. And that just makes it an even more competitive market.
Absolutely.
I think another thing too, when we're looking at real estate, is the communication side. So one of the things that has always bothered me, like when, because my mom started in real estate, she's been doing it for like 25 years. And she was always like, someone called, she answered, she went and showed. Like, that was the process. So when I moved down to Southern Michigan, and she is in Northern Michigan, she couldn't be my realtor. So when I had called realtors, I was always expecting, you know, when I called, you know, they would at least be somewhat responsive if they couldn't answer the phone, start a meeting, text, whatever. But the communication side is critical. So what kind of makes your process for communicating with the client different than say another realtor?
Well, I truly believe in all aspects of life, not just with realty, that communication is the key to everything. You can calm anxiety. You can prevent an extra phone call or text just by saying, hey, I touched base with the lender today. They're still working on it, or, you know, and even following up with them, because many times in the lending process, which is such a big piece of the real, you know, the transaction between the contract and the closing, is following up with them to make sure, helping the lender out. You need to get your documents in because you're driving the timeline.
And that's another thing too. I like how you said saving another phone call or text, because when you're, I mean, you've been in the position of buying a house, you know what that's like to have the anxiety of like, well, what's the lender doing? Are they going to accept the offer? What type of concessions do I need to make? You know, what are they going to do on the closing costs? Like all those questions you have swirling. And if you are more likely to be anxious, you're going to be the type of person that's blowing up your realtor. So putting those things in place, I think, are wise, because you're initiating the communication and causing them to not have to worry, because it's trusted. You have their back.
Right. We should always initiate the communication, in Absolutely. My opinion, because it just puts them at ease and comfortable and knows that you're taking care of them.
Sure. Absolutely. Now on the market side, so you do both buyers and sellers, right?
Yes, I do buyers and sellers. I'm in the process of getting my buyer's accreditation. Okay. So I went through all the classes last year, and there's just some additional requirements that you have to meet before you get it, like the number of houses sold, number of buyers you've helped. But sure. I'm in that process.
Absolutely. Now on the side of looking for, you know, when people are reaching out, when they're learning about the process, like for example, for listing a house, are there different elements that you bring in that might set yourself apart from another realtor? So for example, like some always do a video, or some always do photos, or some always have this checklist that they make sure they run through. So not only do they not forget something, but it's also a consistent process.
Right. I definitely have a checklist that I go through to make sure that I hit every point of selling the home. But every listing is different in that some clients don't want a sign in their yard, and they have every right for that. Some clients don't, want a video of their home because they just don't want that on public display for everyone to take a look at. So you just have to talk to your client, find out what they're comfortable with. But yes, I have a checklist to make sure I hit all of those points.
That's excellent. Yeah, on the video side, it's always in the back of my mind, because I have two small kids, it always kind of just worries me. It's not even the right word, but it just makes me think like, hey, they did a Matterport of my house, they did a video, so someone knows exactly what my home's layout is and exactly where my kids' bedrooms are.
Right.
And that just puts in my head like, I don't know if I really want that.
Yeah,
you know?
And some people just really are not comfortable with that. They'll let you do the still pictures.
Sure.
Typically, because they can get the home, if they can hide things that they want to hide. But
sure.
But just a little bit different with the video. They just feel a little differently about that. So it's definitely their preference. But I do also inform them that videos and things like that can help market their home.
For sure.
So, I let them know the advantages and disadvantages, but it's always their call.
For sure. And that's another thing too. It kind of cuts both ways, because like you said, videos are tremendously impactful for advertising. Like that's something we all know and understand,
right.
But is that it adds a personal level, but it adds a personal level. And that's what, can creep or make people feel a little bit leery or anxious about doing something like that.
Right.
So in the entire real estate market, what do you think is the most important attributes for a realtor to have? So if you've been a realtor, you know the space, I'm sure you've made mistakes. We all have. And that's one thing that we, like on this podcast in particular, we sometimes at painstaking lengths talk about all the things that we've made mistakes on. But if you were to look back and say, out of everything that I've learned, what's the most important thing that you think you've taken away from your time as a realtor?
Being timely. So that means with everything, we've already mentioned that communication is very important, but timely communication is very important. You don't want to wait several hours, to respond, or get a text at 9 a.m. and not respond till 9 p.m. So being timely, getting their offer completed as quickly as possible, just don't sit on things. Just be quick. Yeah. Communicate and be supportive, because especially with first-time homebuyers, they're, you know, it's very anxious for them because they've never spent this kind of money before. And so that, you know, that's a big deal. So just being supportive.
Excellent. Excellent. So, Tara, anything else that you want to cover on the real estate side that you think it's important for individuals to understand?
In the current world that we are in, people just tend to go to Zillow and other home apps. That just happens to be the most popular one. And they see the Zestimate and they see all of this information and they think that a realtor is not needed. There are so many legal aspects to a real estate transaction that it's just crucial to have that support and knowledge there to lean upon in a realtor.
Yeah, 100%. I think that's, I always, not laugh, but it's always interesting when people are like, yeah, it's for sale by owner. It's like, dude, I know 6% is a lot, but in the grand scheme of things, you're going to, one, you're probably going to sell your house for less. Two, all the legal liabilities are going to be on you. And three, you're not probably going to be able to broker the transaction properly in accordance with, you know, in state and federal laws.
Right. There are just so many laws that are attached to real estate that, you know, many people just are not aware of. And just the way that you word a contract is crucial. Sure. I mean, it just... putting should instead of would, or, you know, just words that we, that in everyday life we don't think are just, you know, that important, but the difference in a contract is super important. I fear when people just want to do it on their own, because I mean, there's so many things that can go wrong. And even I've heard so many experiences with a realtor transaction where just one little, you know, just a little innocent word made a difference in the closing of the deal. So, sure. It's just the realtors are very important to cover the legal aspect.
For sure. Yeah. And also vetting realtors too. I think that's the last thing I want to touch on, is it's important to vet your realtors, have a conversation with them. We made a mistake of not doing that for our first home. We went with the first guy who was on the Zillow ad page or realtor ad page, whatever it was. And he sucked. Like, he didn't do his job. He tried pushing us into houses that were dumpster fires, and it just wasn't a good experience. Then we found a good realtor who we still use and recommend to all of our friends, and she's tremendous. Like, I can recommend her to anyone and not have to worry about whether or not she's going to do a good job,
right?
Because she was there the entire process. You know, we stopped looking, and then 3 months later, she called and said, hey, I know you guys aren't looking, but this house just came up. You need to see it. And I was like, I don't really want to. She's like, trust me, you need to see it. Went to see it. That's the house we ended up getting. So we decided to put our house back on the market. She sold it in 2 days. We moved. Simple. So, like, that's the type of realtor that you want.
Absolutely. And that just falls into the communication. She listened when you all spoke. Yep. So that's just as important piece of communication.
Absolutely. So, Tara, if people want to get a hold of you, talk real estate, what's the best way for them to do that?
Give me a call or text me at 502-387-5098.
Excellent. And website and socials are soon to come.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. Well, Tara, thank you for your time today. I really appreciate you being on the show. And I'm sure we'll have you back to talk about how the market's going in a year or two when it might not be as hot as it is right now.
Awesome. Great. Thanks for having me.
All right, guys. Well, that'll wrap up what is episode 25 of More Than Marketing. We'll catch you on the next one. Take care.